Right now it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by CrestCars.com. And Gordo is once again going to take the wireless microphone out.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't.
And, Gordo, there's so many people in here, I cannot quite locate you. Could you tell me where you are?
Craig, I'm standing right in front of you, about to kiss your lips off.
I do see you now. I do
Thank
see you.
You.
No,
you.
No need to kiss me.
Thank you, Internet.
There you go, Low T Center.
Lots of people watching
on webcam.
Internet. You know, there's so many more people here this morning than were here yesterday.
It's packed. A lot of energy.
It is
here.
Packed. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
There we go. I'm going to do that every game.
Look at the candy.
Hey, there's the blonde that you guys have been lusting over.
Where?
She's sitting at that table by herself.
Okay.
I think the hard line may have softened her up a little bit yesterday. Yeah.
Hey, Gordon of the Ticket in Dallas. You've talked to the Ticket in Dallas before, haven't you?
Yes, yesterday.
And what's your name?
Robin Carlin.
That's right. Yeah. The great Robin Carlin joining us here. The webcam can't see you. They're pointing it over here at us. You can wave a little bit. How long does it take you to do your hair in the morning, that nice, pretty 70s look?
About 30 minutes.
It's kind
30
of a
minutes.
Shot.
And what kind of wardrobe did you bring here? Like, how many different outfits did you bring to this trip of the Super Bowl?
Total, probably about 10.
10? Oh, good. I brought one.
It's awesome. Is this it?
That's why I smell like a mule.
I just didn't know. You know, you're in New York. Maybe you're planning on shopping.
No. Never planning on shopping. Now, have you ever been married before to a man?
You look like a big shopper.
Do I look like a big shopper? You're making fun of my wardrobe, right?
I just paid you a compliment.
Oh, you did? Guess how much my outfit cost?
$7,000.
That's a good guess. But it's actually this is an expensive outfit because this Under Armour that I'm wearing is like $85 a piece.
Yeah, that stuff gets expensive.
And I'm not wearing a thong today.
Why not?
I don't know. Just wanted to go commando. So when was the last time you were in love with a man?
I'm in love right now. I have a boyfriend of 4 years.
Oh. Congratulations. And so you've been going out for 4 years. Where'd you meet him?
I met him at a hockey game for the Avalanche.
Does he play for the Avalanche?
He does not play.
What does he do for a living?
He owns Mile High Sports. It is a magazine, local in Denver, magazine, radio, and sports talk 24/7 and website.
You guys working on a family?
Ask her how many babies she's had inside of her.
Do you want to have babies inside you?
How many has she had? How many?
You put it so eloquently. How could I not?
What's it called when a small human falls out of another larger human?
Pain.
It's called something. I forget the medical term. But anyway. Do you like Lord?
It's just respect for it. It's not my cup of tea. But yeah, that song, Royals, is pretty sweet.
Can you sing a little bit of it for us now for my birthday?
Can I or will I?
Can you?
No, that's two questions.
Okay. Can you answer the first one?
Yes, I can.
All right. May you?
Will I?
Oh, is that it? Will you?
I don't know my agent's running somewhere.
Come on. Just sing a little bit. Just a line.
We have to talk to my agent first because I don't want to.
Does she sing for a living?
With my
two?
I don't like that photo.
No.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are arguing already?
Because we took.
You work together?
I'm Bill's handler and his PR, so no.
This is Bill Romanowski's wife, Julie.
Oh, this is Bill Romanowski's wife.
Oh. Hi.
You called yourself his handler.
I am his handler. I handle him also.
You know, he was the original Romo.
He was the original Romo.
Yes. You know what? Somebody just said, hey, can we have Tony Romo on? I said, there's only one Romo. And when Tony Romo wins 4 Super Bowl rings, he can be called Romo.
Wow.
Yeah,
I like that little brushback pitch. That's fine. How long have you been married to Bill?
Almost 21 years.
Okay. Wow. So how old's your oldest child? Rage?
He'll be almost 20. Oh, he's almost 20 now in March. I can't believe that.
And you guys didn't waste any time getting started on the family.
After it real early. So I was 16. No, I'm joking. We got married. I was 23.
Hey, Gordo, here's Joe Buck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Drop her like a hot potato.
Hey, Joe Buck's over here.
Where?
He's right over here. He's talking to Daryl Strawberry. Wow.
Oh,
what a twosome.
Man.
Daryl Strawberry and Joe
Buck. Go in there and talk as a fake Jerry. We'll crack him up.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Joe, doing good.
That's the straw that stirs the drink, although he's
trying
the
to
second
score.
One.
He's trying to score some Coke from Daryl Strawberry. He's going to miss this a little bit.
Okay, they're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Joe Gordon, Keith of Sports Radio 1310, the
Never
ticket.
Never heard of you.
Yeah. How you doing? We're right over here. See the boys?
Yeah, I see.
You're right.
Yeah,
over.
We already
wanted to say hi to you
by.
And ask what you were talking to Daryl Strawberry about.
He has opened up a drug treatment center in Minneapolis.
Way to think go, about Gordon. Entering it?
No, I'm not in need of that yet. But after this week, then maybe we'll have something to talk about. And then he lives in St. Louis for some odd reason. He married a girl from that area, and now he's going to open one in St. Louis.
Yeah. How many different wives has he had, do you know?
I do not know. I'm going to say this is number two.
Okay. Well, I don't really want to ask.
It's not a crazy number. I think two, maybe three, but two.
Which among your friends has been married the most?
My gosh. I don't have anybody that's like that nuts where they're dumb enough to keep trying it over and over again. I mean, I think you have to be insane. I'm getting married for the second time.
You are? I was going to ask.
That's
his
fiance right next to
you. If the stuff you read on the internet was true, yeah, no, I'm actually marrying a female right there.
Hey, you're marrying this female that's standing near you and
yes.
within
she
our proximity.
Doesn't know it, but I will marry this girl.
So how did you propose to her? Did you like hide the ring in the lava cake at Chili's or what?
Yeah. How did I propose to you?
Really?
Yeah.
He surprised me. He actually flew me out to St. Louis and
about the lava
for an
cake.
Event that he was getting an award
myself.
For.
Like, hi, my name's
like,
Joe.
Joe, what do you do? Who are you? And he did it over at a friend's house
Resettled
and then surprised basically me with my entire family there and his family and my friends. And
So she could have thought it was an intervention at first with all the family all of a sudden there and what the hell's going on?
Intervention.
Ask him why he's preventing Troy from going to the wedding.
They were actually all there to tell me not to do it.
Why has he not invited Troy to the wedding?
I decided I'd take a risk in life.
Why have you not invited Troy to the wedding?
We're not getting along very well. And, you know... That whole, I was the quarterback act gets tired after a while.
He's always trying to pull that, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Are you guys going to do a destination wedding?
We don't know if we're going to make it through tomorrow, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. Things are rocky right now.
Yeah, it's been a stressful week.
Well, I'm sure you guys are enjoying each other's bodies.
Well, you need that for warmth. Yeah. It's New York.
Right.
It's crazy.
You have to stay warm.
Well, thanks for talking with us, Joe.
All right, see you, Gordon.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
Well, he's friend
Great
of the
Joe
ticket.
Buck.
He still doesn't listen to our nonsense. Aikman still doesn't send him that stuff, does he?
I don't know. I think they're on the outs. So who's the girl that he's engaged to? Do you know
That's
her?
Michelle Beisner. I actually have played golf with her at Byron Nelson
right.
Celebrity Am.
Yeah.
She was my partner 1 year. She's great. Really sweet. She works for the NFL Network.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So she was lying when she said she didn't know who he was.
Right. Everybody knows who Joe Buck is.
They make broadcast love.
That's weird. That's so weird. So you don't think there was any chance that he did the ring and the lava cake at Chili's?
No. Why did you reset on the lava cake?
I don't know. Oh, here's a nice pretty girl. We talked to her. How you doing, ma'am? Gordon Keith, the Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. You ever heard of Dallas?
Yeah, of course I've heard of Dallas.
And when was the last time you were in Dallas?
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm. What were you there for, the Kennedy assassination?
My God, do I look that old?
No.
I think he's thinking I look that old.
No. How old are you?
47.
That's okay. That's a respectable age.
I'm here with NFL Films.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And doing what? Do you guys still do all that stuff in slow motion?
Yeah, we do a lot. Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to that Facenda dude? You ought to get him back.
No, he's been gone for 20
honestly,
years.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
30
God
years. Bless. All right. Do you guys still use film, or have you switched over to digital?
We're switching over.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tell them they're still great. I love them.
You're still great. I love you.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
You guys still do that stuff in slow motion.
How you doing, ma'am?
Minimizing NFL
Are you taking
films.
A selfie?
Did I interrupt
no.
the selfie?
No.
Where are you from?
I work at the NFL.
You work at the NFL?
Generic.
It's very generic. What do you do at the NFL?
I work in player engagement.
Player engagement. Okay, so when a guy's looking to marry a woman, you arrange it.
Not quite. professional development services for current and former players, so focused on their transition into...
Ask her if she's had
all
babies.
Sounded so business generic,
babies
I couldn't,
inside
even,
her?
Couldn't even follow it. So have you ever had babies?
No.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
How old are
Is
you?
Is she a lesbian? Does she want to shoot him out
27.
Someday?
But you want to get married someday?
Someday.
Yeah, and shoot out a few babies?
Hopefully.
Yeah. You know, how do they do that these days? Have you seen the way that modern childbirth is done in facilities that are known as medical?
No, I've never witnessed it myself.
Yeah, I think you just like shoot them into a hammock, and the hammock kind of strains out the bad stuff, and then there's a baby laying there.
Sounds like you've seen it yourself.
I've seen some.
Tell you want to have babies.
Some red tube stuff. I want to have babies someday.
Yourself.
Myself.
Out of your body.
Oh, good luck with it.
But fire them out.
Somehow I have to craft a vagina.
Yeah.
Anyway, you take care.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. Thank you.
She didn't bargain for that today when she put on her NFL hat.
You don't think she would have predicted that she would have heard that phrase?
No. Gosh.
All right.
Is Dan Marino still here?
Bill Romanowski standing up. You want to...
I'm going to say, hey, Bill, I just talked to your spare wife. Hey, who's that crazy blonde that looks like a Laza Opsa dog?
Where?
She's over here. She's like a sideline reporter.
Oh. Yeah.
She
works for Fox.
Yeah.
She's always doing Philadelphia games.
Yeah.
I think she works out of Philly.
But she's got to have a name of some
sort.
Yeah,
hold on. I'll look her up.
All right, I'll try to find someone
else
in the meantime.
Laura Oakman?
Yes, that's it. Laura Oakman. Thank you, Ty.
Where'd you go, Ty?
Ty came in handy today.
Is she top shelf enough to talk to?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
She's a Fox sideline reporter. She's done Cowboys games.
Laura Oakman. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to pretend I know a lot about her, okay?
She'll probably be involved in the broadcast this week.
Okay, I will. Hey, good morning, Norm. Where are you here? I'm over by Laura. I'm going to ask her a question.
Hey, there's a guy in a red jacket. I'm not the only one.
I have a question for both of you, actually. First of all, to the gentleman here. You're wearing a red jacket. You know, that's very rare in New York.
Is it?
Yeah, there's only one other guy, and he works for a station that has a red jacket, and he's embarrassed by it. But you're not embarrassed by the red jacket.
I can change if it's an issue.
No. Okay. I think it's fine. I think it's fine. And I'm going to switch over to Laura real quick. Now, what are you wearing here?
Is this your fashion update at the Super Bowl Radio Row?
Man, she has high voice.
I'm just wearing a black winter coat.
How many shots of helium did you take?
I want to be clear on that because everybody keeps asking me. And a black skirt and a green top and black leather blazer. Is that good?
You can stop with the garments there at that point. I don't want to get to the frilly things.
That's because she hates doing cowboy games.
Do you hate doing cowboy games?
No, not at all. Why do you ask?
That's always a prediction.
Troy Aikman told us that you hated doing cowboy games.
Not say that. I know that's not true. You can't stir things up on radio.
She took a shot of helium.
Have you had much interaction with Troy?
Not as much as I'd like to. I only see him about once a year since we're all at different games.
What about the helium?
Ask her if TV keeps her from having sex.
Does TV keep you in business? You love it?
I love it.
Does it put a crimp in your personal life?
Does it put a crimp in your personal life? Like it's harder to
get guys
so dedicated to your career?
I mean, if I said it did, it's hard to complain about going to two games a week. So, no, it's honestly, you have to find that balance because that was hard for a very long time.
Does the voice kill it for a lot of guys?
I'm still working on that.
Did you hear about Joe Buck punching that Make-A-Wish kid?
I do not believe that happened.
No. Saw it on Twitter. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, but that's not true. Well,
thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, what's going on with her? It did sound like she had helium.
She had weird voice.
Yeah.
You sure that she was who we thought she was?
I think so.
Yeah.
Croft or whatever you said her name was?
Oakman.
Oakman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Laura Oakman.
You see anybody else over here?
Let's see.
Here's a girl over here. I'll talk to her. Hi, ma'am. Quick question.
Hey.
Hi. Is that your sweater?
It is.
Oh, okay, cool. That's pretty cool. Are you here for NFL?
I am.
How long you worked for the NFL?
I actually work for Head & Shoulders.
Head & Shoulders?
Wow.
Oh, okay.
They did the Josh Hamilton, C.J. Wilson spots.
We're here for Brett Kiesel.
So have you met C.J. Wilson?
I have.
Really?
Yep.
Did he bore you?
And more douche than Massengill, right?
No, he's one of the coolest. We go way back.
Everybody likes to make fun. I mean, he's a nice guy, but he's not very self-aware of the way he comes across, I think, sometimes.
He's got a great head of hair, though.
He does have a great head of hair, and that's nice, but did he regale you with his exploits about how he can land a 747 and he can, discover a Pharaoh's tomb in his off-season?
He's a jack of many trades.
He's a jack of something. More of a jack of ass, I think. But
not at all.
Did you win that sweater or did you buy it somewhere?
She actually knit it.
Can you knit?
I can knit.
Really? All right. And that is a knit sweater.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And
I don't laugh.
How old are you still?
I am going to be 25 next week.
Wow. Going to be 25. All right. So that'd be, I guess, a quarter centurion?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And are you married with nuptials yet?
I'm not.
What about babies?
Are you? Nobody's put a ring on it?
They have not.
What about reproduction? Have you gotten involved in that yet?
I have not. Nope.
No babies
her,
for you.
Ask
no
her if she wants to right now.
Do you want babies?
Right now.
Maybe. All right. Because, I mean,
what's
I'm not saying I can work it in the schedule. And I'm probably not your type. You like black guys, right?
I do like everyone. So that is my answer.
But you like some more than others, correct?
I don't discriminate.
Like who's the hottest to you? Are you more attracted to white guys or Indian guys or Eskimos?
Eskimos are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever actually met an Eskimo?
I have not, but I've seen photos. So hopefully, maybe this will kind of spark it. They'll come crawling out.
What do you like most in a man?
A good personality. Mm-hmm. Humor.
Okay. When? Okay.
Likes food.
Yeah. Check. Got that too.
That's it. Dump likes
out.
My dog.
Dump out.
What about...
Dump out.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
Love you too.
All right.
All right, Gordo. Nice. Thank you.
All right.
Good work with the wireless today here on Radio Row. Lots of action.
Way to go, Gordon.
That is
way
the corner.
Way to go.